Transformed Tamil Music by Ramalingam Shanmugalingam. Life and its feel are inseparable. So are man and language. From the moment man started breathing, the outgrowing breath produced speech sounds. Sound waves are produced when the speaker's vocal cords, tongue, lips, etc., affect the stream of his outgoing breath. Every sound that is produced by the breath is not of the same pitch. The rise and fall in musical level or pitch is called intonation. When the listener recognizes a speaker's sound and the meaning is understood, a language is spoken. Tamil is one of the South Indian languages belonging to the Dravidian family. It has a long and large amount of recorded history. Tolkapiyam is the earliest written record available in Tamil. Tolkapiyam is a monumental work of Tamil which deals with the science of language and literature mainly, and thereby gives a partial picture of the Tamil Nadu of its age. For example, see the preface to Tolkapiyam by Dr. S. Ilakkuvanar. Scholars, Western and Western-oriented Tamils, pay only passing attention to prehistoric connections from Tamil literature. Tamil literary, epigraphical, and archaeological sources exist, according to many Tamils, only for about the past 2,000 years. From the frequent use of enba, enbanar, that is, so they said, in Tolkapiyam, among others, it can be inferred there were sophisticated grammatical and literary works in Tamil prior to Tolkapiyam. This recent discovery indicating the possibility of a city lost to the sea around Mahabalipuram in Tamil Nadu may throw more light to establish a Tamil history recognizable beyond the Christian era. However, the age of Tolkapiyam, according to Dr. Ilakkuvanar, is still not later than 6th century BC. Tolkapiyam deals with all the aspects of Tamil language literature in three books. They are the book on Eluttu, letter, with phonetics, the book on Chol, word, the study of morphology and the syntax, and the book on Porul, literature. Literature is the fruit of the words. A sentence is a word or a set of words followed by a pause and revealing an intelligible purpose, as written by A.H. Gardiner, The Theory of Speech and Language. Bharati, in his immortal words, proclaimed that the age of Tamil is hard to determine, even by experts in all fields of knowledge. Such is her antiquity. This is mainly due to poetry set to music that enhance longevity of the language through repetition. Most languages are sweet to the ear, but it was the Tamils who defined Tamil as the combination of iral, literature, isai, music, and nadagam, drama. Tamil is also known as Muttamil, three-in-one Tamil, or Tamil Trinity. The natural phenomena of speech to vary the pitch or musical level of each syllable was fully utilized by our forefathers to give the language the added advantage for people to sing or listen to the music. The introduction of printing technology and transport facilities made media more accessible, and literacy became the property of the folks as opposed to that of a few scribes who, with the help of stylus and palm leaf, etched literary works for posterity. Music in the Tamil language grew with the language to hold itself as musical poetry. Tamil language with music and art was given royal patronage in ancient times. This is eloquently expressed in one of the early epics called Chilappadigaram by Prince Ilango Adigal. The author of Silappadigaram was a true expert. He was an artist as well as a connoisseur of art. He was not only well-versed in the Tamil language, but in music and dance also. His royal lineage is evident from his treatment of the three Tamil kings, Chera, Chola and Pandya, of the kingdoms of the Tamils. His religious tolerance is also well established in the treatment of characters representing all three religions of the time. He abdicated his throne to become a Turavi, an ascetic. Poet Ilango, as the author of Silappadigaram, had the necessary qualifications to erect an epic that stands as an edifice to Tamil cultural excellence. He packed his story with information where history merges into myth. Madhavi, the co-heroine of Silappadigaram, is introduced in the chapter on her debut in dance and music, Arangetrukkadi, in Canto 3. A sage from the Podiyil mountains cursed the unacceptable behavior of immortal Senthan, one of Indran's sons, and the nymph Urvashi. Urvashi was forgiven due to her dancing excellence and was born in a mortal city, in the city of Puhar. It was due to this noble and amorous adventure of this pair that the beautiful and talented Madhavi was born. She learned music, dance, and etiquette from teachers of unequaled knowledge and experience from the age of 5 to 12. Her dance and music debut was a royal command performance at the age of 12. The teachers who helped her blossom were, one, an exponent of the art of the two forms of dance, the pure dance and the character dance. He combined these dance forms and developed rules for such dance styles that maintain the 11 positions of the breast independent of the limb movements. He knew all words for all the songs and was also an expert in playing the drums and the cymbal that is used to time and differentiate the pace of the dance. Her music master was an expert performer on the yar, harp and flute. His handling of the percussion instruments produced a well-rounded sounds, mellow and deep. He could adapt music to suit the mood of the dance repertoire. The intrigues and subtleties of the classical lyrics were maintained even in places where he invented new variations. The bard in Madhavi's entourage was a famous Tamil poet and critic and knew how to avoid flaws in his own work. He was a poet adept in theatrical arts, psychological drama and tragedy. The young mridangam drum player was familiar with all the types of dance, musical notation and singing. He knew the vast range of the significant talam, beats, and could improvise rhythmic variations. His control of the rhythm's noise level was marvelous. He could play as to allow the sound of other instruments also to be heard, but his style to accentuate sounds such as thunder was unique and designed to drown the other instruments when necessary. The flute player was another accomplished member of the troupe. He was a scholar and knew the rules well as to adjust his pitch to allow other instruments to take center stage as demanded by the mood of the dance. He could play the flute as to bring out the trills of the birds and raise his pitch above the loud sound of Muravu Kadam, the timbal, and help other instruments create harmony in unison. Then there was harp, yar, the native Tamil stringed instruments player. He could play the 14 stringed instrument, blending high, median and low pitches in a manner pleasing to the ear. This instrument was used with the oboe to tune other instruments. The musician sat on the aisle. The stage was erected according to the specific dimension as laid down in the rules of the sculpture. The debutante entered the stage, placing her right foot first, and stood with her body slanted to the right according to the dance tradition. Older dancers stood on the right side of the stage and started to perform with two devotional songs to the accompaniment of the assembled instruments. After the invocatory prayer, Madhavi opened her debut with an offering of flowers called Malar Mariyadai or Pushpanjali, invoking the blessings for a trouble-free performance. Bharatanatyam derives its name from the first syllables of the three cardinal elements of dance. Ba for bhavam, expression, ra for ragam, musical mode, ta for talam, for rhythm. This classical dance form follows the rules laid down in the science of Bharatanatyam at the end of each dance performed for a particular song as per the program. The musician sounded all their instruments together as a sort of finale for each item of dance. An English translation of Shilapadigaram by Alain Denis Leroux is available as Shilapadigaram, the Ankle Bracelet. A New Directions book published in New York in 1965, Library of Congress catalog number 64-16823, Alain Denis Leroux sums up Madhavi's recital in these words. Frail ankles bejeweled with circlets. Madhavi, that beauty of Puhar, displayed upon the stage her dance, her precise diction, subtle sense of time, her knowledge of all rhythmic patterns, of the five sorts of temple songs, of the four systems of music, of the 11 kinds of dance. Her fame spread to the ends of the world. The influence of Sanskrit and the attempts of Aryanization of Tamil culture transformed the pure Tamil music into what is now known as Carnatic music. This development took within its fold other linguistic groups such as Sanskrit, Telugu, and Kannadam. The transformation of Tamil music could be said to have taken place in three stages. The pure music that existed as part of pre-Sangam and Sangam literature up to the 2nd century AD and was free from religious influence. The religious devotional mix, which could be described as the period of devotion, was the second stage from AD 200 to 1600. The third stage could be during the pre-modern period of 1600 AD to the modern Tamil period from 1900 to date. The late Mr. C. Rajasingham, in his book Cultural Contribution of the Tamils, page 76, calls Shiva the embodiment of Tamil music, with the hymn by Saint Sambandar an illustration of the concept of wholeness through form and substance, body, mind and spirit, cognition and realization, language, music and rhythm is brought in the mystic song. In music and its seven diatonic notes, in Tamil with its inlaid multiform ragas, in the melody that underlies and sweetens all, there in the beat and manifold rhythm of talas, in all that is here in virimirali, wherein are earth, life, heat, the entering wind, the three sempiternal fires, sun, moon and soul, the heaven and all therein, in all he alone is. The 13th century Sangeeta Ratnakara was written in the Deccan just before the Muslim conquest of this region by Alauddin Khilji. It is shortly after this that one notices a gradual differentiation between North and South Indian music. The Muslim influence was largely effective in the North of India and undoubtedly helped to further the differentiation between North and South Indian music, the two classical systems which are now generally referred to as Hindustani and Karnataka, Carnatic music, respectively. Chapter 9, Music by N.A. Jairaj Boy, in the book A Cultural History of India, edited by A.L. Balsham.